what you kind of see on your goal there, and you have a big response after they take the lead?
Yeah, I thought we knew we had needed to have a good shift, and I thought we responded right away, and pretty good bounce, honestly, just about kind of scoring in the middle of the zone, and had some time in space, kind of try to shoot it, and I thought it was good to get that first goal back.
How much of that good bounce though was the direct result of a good forecheck and pinching off and keeping the walls?
Yeah, for sure. I thought Stammer and Killer there pretty much all night. They did a really good job forechecking, and got a lot of pucks back, and especially on that shift, I thought they were right away on top of the other team, and we got our forecheck going, and when you do the right things, good things happen, and after that, I think good balance on the forecheck, and got one in.
Pretty big week for you guys as far as Carolina, Florida, and Islanders here as the top teams. Like, what did you learn about the group in the stretch, and you guys were able to kind of find?
Yeah, I thought as the games went on, I thought we played pretty well. Obviously, 5 out of 6 points is huge, and that's all teams that are dangerous, have a lot of talents, a lot of depth, and I thought we competed hard this week at home, and we didn't really start the way we wanted to start at home, I would say, earlier in the season, and I thought those 3 games we showed up, and it was good to get those points for sure.
What's changed as far as just turning things around and keeping the puck out of your own net the way you guys have this past week?
Well, yeah, I thought we did a little better job at defending in general. We limited, I think, on-man rushes a lot. I think your turnover was killing us maybe a little earlier in the season, and those 3 games I thought we managed the puck pretty well, and we stayed in structure a little bit more, and Bassi had some huge shave in that stretch and tank two, and I thought we just played a little bit more disciplined, and results were there.
You and Cirelli both go up top shelf. Coincidence, or is that where you're looking to go?
I don't know. It happened so fast. You kind of tried to pick a corner or whatever, and I didn't think my shot was very hard, but I ended up going in. So, C's goal was great too. I know he's always really good at finding pucks there, and through traffic and stuff, and he got to bury one. So I think it's just you're just trying to shoot wherever it's open, and like I said, luckily mine went in, and C had a great goal too.
Joe, how important in a game like this is it that guys, not just like the Maroon and the Perrys, go toe to toe with the Islanders? You've seen Kachuk and Cirelli go out there as well and take care of business if they need to.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big team. The Islanders have some big guys, and they play the game hard, and you have to fight for every inches you got out there. And I thought Maroon right off the face up was incredible. I thought he did a really good job out there, and against a big guy like Chara, it definitely gave us a little boost, and obviously Tony, how much of a warrior he is, and tough game getting a punch in the face after this, but I thought he played for the amount of time he played, he was great for us, and huge by coming up to help Killer, obviously kind of a dangerous hit there, and he didn't never hesitate and jump for his line and for his teammates, so even Bo at the end I thought was great. Guys were ready to get a couple punch here and there to get the win tonight, so that was great to see from the team.
Still early, but how big is it to be collecting these points, especially with the way this division is shaping up?
Yeah, for sure. I thought it's a hard league to win in, and every time you can get points out of your conference or in your division, it's huge. And I thought we had a good week of practice. We played some good teams, and I get out of there with 5 out of 6 points. I think it's big, but like I said, it's only 3 games. There's some tough opponents coming up too, and we're gonna have to be ready.
You had some big kills, penalty kills, especially in that second period. How important were those, especially when you were around like guys like Cirelli and Hedman, being in the box?
Yeah, for sure. I thought Bazzi did an outstanding job there too. A couple of good breaks. I know they hit a post, but it's tough sometimes to go back to back penalties like this. They readjust some stuff, and they have some good players out there. So, really happy that we got to kill those, and definitely gave us some momentum for sure going through the third. And I thought for PK this year has had a couple of tough breaks here and there, but I thought we were pretty solid tonight.
Joe,
Joe, kind of piggybacking on that, you and Delmar together have been a really dynamic group there on the PK. What's worked so well with you two guys? What about your games kind of bring out the best in each other on the penalty kill?
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think Belly is the one, is one guy who talks a lot on the ice, and, you know, I'm trying to listen to what he says. He's very experienced on the penalty kill, and, you know, we talked a lot about it. I think the coach are helping a lot. We have very good goaltender and some D's that are willing to block shots as well, and that definitely makes everyone's job easier. But, you know, Belly's he's great at communicating on the ice, and I think that makes, you know, things easier for me. I think we're also playing in their strength, and, you know, I think he's really good as a F1 guy. I'm a little better on the line there, and I mean, it's been pretty easy for me to adjust to his penalty kill, the way he communicates with me on the ice. So, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
How much do you guys use video on the PK? How much do you guys look at it afterwards or before if you're preparing for different units?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have some videos before every game, but, you know, when we don't like something we do on the ice, obviously we got some clips on the bench, and it's easy to talk to, and, you know, I think we just try to improve and get better. And like I said, I thought we had a couple tough breaks this year on the PK, but, you know, the more and more we're playing together, I think we can read on each other and, you know, help each other and try to help the team win. At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Matthew, it's essentially 8 straight games you've allowed 2 or fewer goals. You can take out that late one in Ottawa there. What's the difference between being committed to that type of defense in October, November, and maybe April, March?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I thought, you know, we limited our turnover a little bit more in the last 5 games, I would say. You know, all men rushes were killing us, and, you know, I think we managed the puck a little better. You know, Bassi's been unreal too, I'm not gonna lie. And, you know, I think we were just more committed to play defense. We, you know, stopped in front of the net, and the guys are willing to block shots. And it's good to see, you know, guys playing defensive for your goalie, and that's how you win games. The least amount of goal against usually definitely helps to win hockey games. So, you know, I felt the guys are really committed right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.